when baby boomers started having kids that were trick-or-treating in the 70s, according to this, and I think we can agree that what is being said is the most popular candy, then, you know, I think it varies different sites. But if you think about it, you know, Reese's being the most popular today, allegedly, compared to, you know, what we saw 40 years ago. I mean, Reese's has been around for a long time, so the classics don't quite go out of style, do they?
Well, the classics don't. And you can look at some of our favorites today at Halloween time, like, you know, the big wax lips. Those actually came out of the early 1900s. So they've been around a lot longer than most people think.
You know, it occurs to me that candy is, I mean, you know, I just, as a kid, candy was candy. It was sugar. It was sweet. It was, you know, I didn't care what it was. It was going into my stomach. It was going into my belly. But the varieties and how things have changed over the years, to me, is just incredible.
Well, actually, you know what's happened? It's very interesting. We have fewer varieties than we ever used to. In fact, after World War I, there are over 100,000 candy bars in the market, different kinds of candy bars. But they were regionalized, but still they were there. Now we have fewer candies, but we have more outrageous candies than they did back then.
Yeah, you know, I'll agree with you on that. And here's the thing. I'm just looking through some of this list, and I see 1940s M&Ms. You know, when I was a kid, you know, in the 70s and 80s, M&Ms were just your M&Ms plain, your M&Ms peanut. Now you go to the store and there are 16 different kind of M&Ms. There are like 12 different kind of Twix. Kit Kats have all these different varieties. Are we jumping the shark and messing with the classics the way we are?
Well, you know, it's a really good point. I don't know. It depends on our tastes. So there are more varieties of M&Ms and Kit Kats, and yet there are fewer other candies that are out there. So it's really hard to say. It depends on people's tastes, I guess. We get people into my shop. Boy, they love those really, really, really sour things that just crunch up your mouth. But that's really new. In the old days, you had tart things, and that was about it. So it just depends on your taste.
I'm a big fitness guy now.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I'm wondering, the candy industry, has it been, I don't want to say rocked to its core, but impacted adversely by the emphasis on health, and everybody wants to eat avocado toast and that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, I think the industry may be impacted adversely, which is why you see fewer varieties, because the marketing has to be very streamlined. But I will tell you this. Candy came out of the apothecaries. So it started as medicine. It became candy. And the candy we know today, and even the candy that we remember, actually has become the food we eat. So a quick example is, do you know those circus peanuts, the bright orange ones that you see all over the place? You know what I'm talking about? The big marshmallowy things. Those were really made for circuses in the 1800s. Everybody kept eating them and eating them, and eventually they became a prototype in the early 1960s for the Lucky Charms cereal. So when we're eating Lucky Charms, we're actually eating the candy that goes back to the 1800s. The today's health food bar, I bet you eat some of those protein bars. Those came directly from the candy bar. And for many of them, they have just as much sugar and they have just as much, just as many calories as any kind of candy does. I'm not saying they're not good for you. Maybe they are good for you. But basically, guess what? You're eating a candy bar by another name.
So here's my last question.
Sure.
How does one get to become a candy historian?
Okay, you got to do a lot of research, and you have to research the backstories. So most of it is fun, but some of it is kind of sad, you know, about the Depression, about the reason for slavery, which was the cane sugar, and all sorts of things. So you got to really want to know. And there are wonderful treasures of information that everybody is affected by one way or the other.